Excuse me. I said, excuse me. Excuse me. Yes. 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 Yes, you. I'm talking to you. You're being too loud. What do you mean? Haven't you seen the sign? We're literally standing next to a sign that says, be quiet. This is a library. People are trying to read. How did you not see the sign? It's literally right there. Oh, I don't know, honestly. I mean, do you think coming to a library you were able to read? And the signs are all over the place. Anyway, please, just be quiet, okay? I can barely hear myself think with you making that racket. You need help. What do you need my help for? But yes, I am the librarian. It says so on my name tag. Librarian. So what do you need help with then? You're looking for a book. Well, take your pick. They're all around you. Okay, fine. What, you're looking for a specific kind of book? Okay, what kind of book? A hypnosis book. Interesting. Okay, let me see if I can find a few here on this computer. Hypnosis book. That's very interesting. Well, it says here on the computer that hypnosis books are in the restricted section only. In layman terms, you can't have these books. What do you mean you came here specifically for those books, and you're not leaving? Really? Well, have you tried asking Google? Google didn't help, but Google helps everyone. Alright. Well, I mean, I don't take anyone into the restricted section. It is restricted for a reason. The information in there is too dangerous just to give to anyone. And, well, I don't know if you're responsible or trustworthy enough. Especially considering you couldn't even read a sign. There is another way we could get you that information. Well, I could show you how to do hypnosis. What do you mean, how did a librarian like me get to learn hypnosis? Oh, you poor thing. I'm not just a pretty face. I have a brain too, you know. And, well, the books in the restricted section are awfully fun. So every time we get a new one in, I like to read it thoroughly, cover to cover. I've become a master of all kinds of things, various skills and hobbies, including hypnosis. I mean, I only know what I've read in those books. I've not had a lot of experience myself, but I'm sure it could be rather easy to teach you. Well, first of all, to teach you, I would have to show you. What do you say? How's about you let me quiet your mind for a little bit? It'd be a nice way to shut you up. And maybe to help you follow the signs a little bit better. So, what do you say? Can I hypnotize you? I can. My, my. You are very trusting, aren't you? Not that it's a bad thing. Just an observation. Let me find my pocket watch. Ah, here it is. One antique pocket watch. Very important for hypnosis, you know. Now, let's find you a comfy seat. How's about the one right over here? There we are, a nice, big, comfy armchair for you. Now, just sit back for a moment. This won't take long, I promise. While I just hold this pocket watch up right here. There we go. Now, why don't you just stare at this watch? Focus and fixate all of your attention on it as it swings and sways across your eyes. I know the light here in the library is a little bright. You know, it's that bright because it helps people see the books easier. But it also has this cool effect on my pocket watch. As it catches the light, it gleams into your eye just a little bit like that. So just give it all of your attention as it swings, as it sways. You see, one of the interesting things about the library, on a good day, when hoodlums like yourself aren't around, this place is so quiet you could hear a pin drop. Or should I say, it's so quiet that you can hear the gentle of the pocket watch. You can hear it with every single second tick tock. So easily like that. It gives your mind something to think about. Not only that, it gives your mind something to focus on. And as the watch swings and sways across your eyes, you give it all of your attention. You see, this pocket watch is special. It's an antique. And pocket watches have this way of quieting people's minds. With every swing, with every sway, your mind gets so empty. Your mind starts to get so heavy. Droopy, drowsy, your eyelids start to grow heavy. Droopy, drowsy, as you stare at the watch, as you give it all of your attention. And the sound just echoes through your head. Tick-tock. With every single little sound the watch makes. You can hear it emptying out your head. Quieting your mind and making it so peaceful. Just relaxing here in this library. Slowly finding yourself drifting and sinking down deeply into trance. And you see, it's funny because as the watch swings and sways, your head gets heavy, your eyes grow tired, your mind gets empty, and all around you the quiet stillness of the library fades into the background. It becomes so much less important as the world around you fades away, fades away, fades away. The only thing that's important right now is my voice guiding you down, down so deeply, and the watch swinging and swaying in front of your eyes. Your mind growing still and quiet. empty of all thought. That's right. That's right. And every time I say, shh, quiet now, your mind grows even more still, even more quiet. Shh, quiet now. Just reminds your mind to empty out of all thought. To calm, to quiet, to go back to this place of comfortable, relaxing stillness, peace and quiet. My favorite things. And it feels so nice, so comforting, so soothing. Like your mind is just wrapped in a warm blanket. Like you feel so comfortable. Happy and relaxed and content like this. That's right. And right now, you might be struggling to look at the watch as it swings and sways across your eyes, to focus on the gentle sounds of the watch ticking, to focus on the sound of my voice. So I'm going to help you out a little bit. I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And when I reach the number 1, your eyes will close. And you will allow yourself to just sink into comfortable, peaceful relaxation. With every single number I count, you find your eyes growing heavy, so sleepy and tired. But that's okay. You can just go with those feelings and just experience them to the fullest. As you focus, as you fixate, with 5, 4, 3, each number bringing you down with 2, and on the next number, closing your eyes with 1, close your eyes now, and sink. Shh, quiet now. It's time to let your mind hush now, and just sink, just sleep, just relax. My, you really are cute when you're finally quiet like that. You know, had you not have been causing such a fuss before, I might even take a liking to you. Just keep sinking there, sweetie. Just keep relaxing and letting everything go, letting everything sink, letting everything drift just like that. Just like that, just like that. And here in this state of peaceful relaxation, your mind becomes so still. Every thought you have just dissipates and disappears. It's like it floats off into the ether because you don't need it right now. Your mind is quiet. And every time I say, shh, quiet now, shh, quiet now, you find your mind relaxing and sinking more and more. Your thoughts hushed by my words. Completely still, completely quiet. And peaceful and relaxed, just like that. And of course, you feel so happy and so lucky. I mean, it's not every day that you find a beautiful librarian to quiet your mind like this. It's not every day you find yourself here, relaxing and sinking down in a comfortable chair in a library, hearing the gentle tick-tock of the clock in the background, making your mind ever so still, ever so quiet. So quiet you can hear the ticking just resonating through your head, making sure all your thoughts just stay calm and peaceful. Relaxed and quiet, just like that. Just like that. Maybe you'll finally learn your lesson that when you come here to this library, you be quiet, like your thoughts, like your mind, right now. That's right. That's right. And it's interesting, isn't it? Interesting how many skills I can pick up from reading a good book. Like these ones. The ones that allow me to get my voice inside your head. To get my watch and my words drifting through your mind, leaving everything else outside for now. And you've succumbed to my hypnotic powers, and it feels so good. Shh, quiet now. Shh, quiet now. And it's interesting how my voice, my words, my thoughts drift through your head. And of course, the only thing you think about is nothing. Nothing at all, because your mind is so still, so calm, so peaceful, so quiet, that nothing else remains. And every time you try to think, it's like your mind just won't start up again. It's so distracted. It's drifting outside of you. Your thoughts are miles away. And all you need to think about right now is my words, my voice, gently guiding you, gently allowing you to relax for a moment, taking your time to allow yourself to fully let everything go and give in for a minute. And every time you think there might be a thought creeping back inside your head, my voice echoes through you with those words that wipe your mind. Shh, quiet now. Shh. That's it. No more pesky thoughts. No more pesky thinking. No need for the clutter and chaos of thought to enter your mind. Everything else fades from existence. Except right here, right now, my voice, the watch, and my word. Just drifting, just sinking, just flowing through you. And it feels so wonderful. So wonderfully good to let yourself sink completely here in this library. Now it's time. It's time to wake you up, silly. So I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, ready to be quiet as you move around this library. So coming up with a count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right. Energy flooding your body with 4, 5, 6, feeling so happy, comfortable, relaxed with 7, 8, 9. And on the next number, wide awake with 10. Wide awake. Hey, sleepyhead. Look at you. So peaceful and quiet like that. It's adorable. So, I wonder if you learned a thing or two from that. Maybe if you stick around for a little while, we can compare some notes. And maybe if you're really good, I might show you my stash of restricted books. Now, how does that sound?